Well, today I've asked Kelly and Jill to sit down with me once again and talk over the topics of goal setting and organization and time management. I don't know about you, but this is an area where I found sometimes I struggle greatly, and other times I find that I conquer it and things run smoothly. So how about you guys? Is time management something that just comes naturally, or do you find that you struggle with it as a homeschool mom?
I think sometimes, some stages of my life, it came really naturally, and then some stages of my life, it was like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to organize this crew and this house and everything? I think it really changes through time.
It's a seasonal thing.
I think yeah. It is a seasonal thing, you're right.
It's funny, I was talking with a young homeschool mom last night, and she was saying how she really thought she had everything all set to go this year, and her kids, she has just one that's in school, and she has two toddlers. And she said, you know, this last week, my whole plan for organization has just fallen apart.
Really?
As much as I try to get things done on time and try to get my daughter sat down and school started, it just, for whatever reason, things seem to be conspiring against me to make that happen. And I know even now, probably about a week ago, I got up on a Monday morning ready to start the day, and you know, if anything could go wrong that day, it did in this household. We ended up with car trouble, and somebody in our household got sick, and things just seemed to fall apart right and left. And about halfway through the day, I decided to stop fighting it and give up on the schedule and figure we'd try again on Tuesday morning.
And I can remember when, for quite a few years, it seemed like I would feel like I was on top of things. And our laundry room was in our garage at that point because we lived in Florida, so it was, you know, it didn't freeze, and it was in the garage, which was unattached. And I would think, oh, gosh, you know, things are going well. And then I would just happen to go into the garage or something, and oh, my gosh. I mean, the laundry was like starting to eat, you know, the lawnmower. And enormous. Oh, man, you know, it just seems like when you get one thing under control, then it seems like something else just pops up that is just rears its ugly head, and you're like, oh, you're just so out of control again.
And there's always the phone.
The phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
The phone is probably the greatest time management killer that exists.
Except with an answering machine, and if you're strict, you really can get that monster under control, too.
That's true. But in early years of homeschooling, the phone was like the recess bell.
Yeah.
When it rang, if I moved toward it, the boys immediately thought, oh, recess, and they'd hit the floor or whatever.
Yeah, I never thought of that, but you're right. That's kind of what it. That's kind of what it seemed like in our house, too.
Well, I think we can all agree that sticking to a schedule and managing our time well is a challenge for any homeschool mom, even if you tend by nature to be organized or maybe you struggle with organization. But I know when I started homeschooling, this was something that I really thought a lot about and started thinking through reasons why organization and goal setting was important. And I think today one of our goals is to talk about both of those things, which is obviously going to take us longer than one podcast is going to be able to hold. And so I think in this first conversation we'll talk some about goal setting, and then in our second conversation we'll talk more about managing our time and organizing it. So how about if we start, ladies, and just talk a little bit about when you set goals, what does that mean? What's the point of setting goals? Why are they important?
Well, if you don't set any kind of goal, you have no idea what direction you're going. I think you have to have an overall idea of, you know, why you're homeschooling. You know, are you doing it because, you know, you live too far from the school and it was too long to drive? Is it because, you know, you want to pass on your core beliefs, maybe your religious beliefs? Is it safety issues? You know, do you want to give your child a superior education? What reason is it? Because one thing I found is there will be days, there might be weeks when you'll think, why am I doing this? And you know, it's really nice to go back and say, oh, yeah, and kind of refocus and regauge and remember why you're doing what you're doing and to have it written down and to have something to aim for, I think.
And without that target, you've got no opportunity of really going in a more direct direction. Have you ever taken your children out and told them, okay, walk across the field, but only look down at your feet as you're doing so? I did this with my kids to try to teach them about goals. And it took them forever, and it was a very windy path and circular, and, oh, they stopped and found this to check it out and that to check out. And yet when we started again and I said, okay, now look at that tree over there and walk to that tree. And in timing it, of course, they were much faster. But if you're only looking at what's immediately in front of you, what step you're taking now, you're going to get nowhere.
And you can't really see if you're making any progress.
Certainly,
because you don't know
right.
what you're aiming for. So if you know what you're aiming for, then you can see, you can look back like a year or 6 months or whatever and say, oh, gosh, we have made progress towards that goal. That means a lot to keep you at any task for any amount of time, is to see that you're making progress.
And I think one thing that you said just a moment ago, Jill, is key for me when it comes to setting goals, and that is write them down.
Yes.
Because like you said, you know, for me in my homeschooling experience, February is always the worst time of the year. I don't know why it's that month, but for me that's the worst month of the year to homeschool. And that's exactly when I start asking myself what you said. Why am I doing this?
Well, sometimes if you look back, like say in your notes, if you've taken any notes or jotted anything down, say from October, for instance, you can look back and think, oh my gosh, look at how much we've learned since then. And look
exactly.
at how much we are going towards our goal, where if you didn't have it written down and if you didn't jot things down along the way, you would just, sometimes you'd feel like a failure, I think.
I agree. So I think we can say that it's a really good idea for our sanity as homeschooling moms to decide, figure out, sit down with your spouse and talk through why it is we're doing this homeschooling thing and what do we hope to accomplish when we're all done, and then write it down.
And it could be real big. I mean, it could be something like, you know, I want to have well-equipped adults who will, you know, be able to take their place in society, you know, and be able to do the job that they need to do, whatever that is, whether they're going to go to college or whether they're going to get married, whether they're going to have a career, whatever. It could be as big as that at the very top, and then you could gear it down at lower than that.
And I think that's actually the next step in setting goals, is to do that, you know, make this nice, big, overarching mission for your homeschool and your parenting. But then you have to start setting very specific, measurable goals, because if you only just have this big overarching thing, you can see the tree across the meadow, like Kelly said, but then you got to figure out the most direct path to get there.
Right. I know when we sat down and we were trying to figure out why we were homeschooling, I mean, besides the fact that, like, the immediate thing, like, oh, my gosh, my child's in a horrible school and I got to pull him out before he gets beat to a pulp. I mean, after you do that, then it's like, okay, what is our goal? And for us, it was, you know, we took the verse from the Bible that, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And we said that is a good list of goals for us to try to accomplish with our children.
That's an excellent place to start, I think. And it's very similar to what we've done in our homeschool. When you think about growing in wisdom, we set academic goals for our kids. And we would do it each year. My husband and I would take an afternoon or an evening a month or two before school was set to start, and we would, you know, go for a walk in a park or go out to dinner or whatever, someplace where we knew we could talk uninterrupted. And we would review the past year, and then we would set goals for the coming year.
Right.
And we would set a couple of those wisdom or academic goals for each child, and a couple of those growing in stature or physical goals for each child. And then we would set a couple spiritual goals, or that growing in favor with God type of thing. That really gave me, as the teacher, some very clear direction.
Right.
And when February rolled around and I couldn't remember why I was doing what I was doing, and when it seemed as though, you know, Johnny just couldn't get that math concept down, I would go back and look at those goals and think, well, Johnny still needs to work on those math problems, but you know what? That's not one of our overriding academic goals this year. This year, our biggest goal for him is to learn to read well. So maybe math although it's important, is not the goal we set for this year.
Or maybe even they're growing somewhat academically, maybe not as fast as you want them to, but gosh, maybe their spiritual growth is really growing crazy. Or maybe they're just developing so many large motor and small motor coordination things that that's really great. So sometimes they don't need to necessarily excel in all these areas, and I think it evens out over a period of time, but in the short term, 6 months or a year, a lot of times it can be heavily leaned toward one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay.